Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This episode sponsored by our friends at The Wellness Company. Head over to TWCHealth/Dobbs to get your med kit. A med kit with all the essential pharmaceuticals, you know, the ones the mainstream media and Marxist left don't want you to have, like ivermectin, Z-Pax, amoxicillin, and much more. Be prepared for when the next plague hits by heading over to TWC.health/Dobbs and enter promo code Dobbs at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. Welcome to the Great America Show, folks. Great to have you with us here today. We're going to look at a couple of developments that I think may surprise you across the country, but in specifically one area, that's the state of Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri in particular, because it's become something of, if you will, a template for what so many Marxist dim run cities can expect and are living with right now across the country, major cities. We're going to be talking with Mark McCloskey. He is a brilliant attorney, a great American, and he is a citizen of St. Louis. I want to talk about with him how it is the city of St. Louis has literally shrunk. It is caught in what some are calling a loop that is absolute destruction and for many death. And the people of St. Louis are really caught in a nightmare. What was the city? And Mark is the first person to have told me about the population decline in that city. And that is from over a million people in St. Louis declining to a quarter of a million people. The downtown is just devastated. It is, for all practical purposes, a ghost town at the center and at the heart of that city. I want to bring in Mark McCloskey. I think you're going to find him a fascinating fellow. He is bright. He is knowledgeable. And as I said, a great American. Mark, great to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Lou.
The subject is a country right now with so many economic problems, so many societal problems. But when we look specifically at a city like St. Louis, to see what has happened to that city is just astonishing to me, and I'm sure to the audience of this podcast. It is unthinkable that it could just lose three quarters of its population and have no way forward right now that's at least obvious. Your thoughts, Mark?
Well, it's a war zone in St. Louis. It really is. I was up. I was having some roof work done in the house today. Before I got on, I went up on the roof to talk to the roofers. And, we're talking about why it's leaking. I find a 45 caliber bullet hole in one of the vent hoods. This is just life in St. Louis. There's constant gunfire. There's constant crime. There was a new entertainment district developed in downtown St. Louis over the last 20 or so years called the Washington Avenue Entertainment District. But it is such a war zone now, people won't go out. At night, the streets are controlled by roving gangs of armed young adults out there. They basically street racing, shooting each other, and the cops just stand back and watch it happen. They put up the logic of the left, of course, is that people aren't responsible for what they do. Their vehicles are responsible for car accidents. Their guns are responsible for shooting, but the people are blameless. So instead of decreasing the level of violence, they put up road barricades to make the speeding less possible. And now, of course, our illustrious mayor of St. Louis has decided that the way to reduce crime is to hold the businesses accountable that have crime in their parking lots. It's just absolutely amazing. And as you mentioned, St. Louis is a ghost town. My office is on something called Lindell Boulevard, which is not pronounced the same way as Mike pronounces his name, but spelled the same. But it's like Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It goes from my office straight downtown to the courthouse and the main, what used to be the core business district, but there isn't one anymore. You could lay down on Lindo Boulevard at 9 o'clock in the morning and not get run over by a car. There's just nothing going on in the city of St. Louis.
So how is Mark, given all of this, I think the first question comes up is that, well, there's two simultaneous questions, and I'll conjoin them. The one is, why in the world are you still there? And the other part of the question is, how does, if you decide to make that decision, how do you survive? And I'm talking about, when I talk about you, I'm talking about the people of St. Louis who remain. How in the world do they move forward?
Well, here's the thing. Where I live, the reason why I don't move, and I've got a nice country place about 45 miles west of here, and we've got our chickens and our vegetable garden. We're ready to go out there and have to live off the land if we have to. But I have a house here in St. Louis, which is not replaceable anywhere else. One of the things that I always say is, one of the nice things about the decline of Western civilization is that a guy like me can afford to live in a house like I live in.
And we've all seen your house because of the Black Lives Matter harassment of you and your wife, with you and your wife out there with your weapons at the ready. But the house was spectacular.
Yeah. And, if this house were in Chicago or Dallas or any other place, it'd be, $100 million. And in St. Louis, it's not. I mean, they just, an example of what's happened to real estate prices in the city of St. Louis. And I think it hit the Wall Street Journal yesterday or today about what a real estate nightmare St. Louis is. Mm-hmm. AT&T built a new headquarters here in town the year I moved back to St. Louis, 1986. They spent $150 million in 1986 dollars building it. In 2002, it sold for $205 million. In 2022, it sold for $4 million. It sold again yesterday for less. 1,400,000 square feet. That's $3 a square foot for prime real estate in downtown St. Louis. You know what the average value of real estate is in Manhattan for office buildings? $1,000 a square foot, right? $3 a square foot in St. Louis versus $1,000 in New York City. The largest office building in the world before the building of the Pentagon, the building in downtown St. Louis called the Railway Exchange Building. For most of my life, it was a headquarters for Famous and Barr, which was a department store later, Macy's. Macy's closed it in 2013. It's 1,200,000 square feet. Second largest building now in modern St. Louis. It has been empty since 2013. The city has condemned it. The bums, the homeless had broken in, stolen everything, started setting fires to it. The city condemned it and boarded up. Here was the largest office building in the world for decades, which is now a boarded up, condemned building in the heart of downtown St. Louis. And that's, when you talk about people fleeing the city, why not? I mean, for the average person, you're faced with crime, a government that wants to protect the criminals against honest citizens instead of protecting the honest citizens against criminals.
Yeah, it's truly dystopian. It is truly gut-wrenching to think of all that has transpired in St. Louis and in many other cities around the country. But all in the name of progress, we're looking at disaster. We're talking with attorney Mark McCloskey, and we're going to talk about what we see as the possible future for a number of cities, including St. Louis. Mark is a very smart fellow, as you've already discerned. We need to understand where these policies that lead to these kinds of desperate and dire and devastating consequences, where do they originate, and why in the world are so many of them so popular in many of this country cities that are on the same path as St. Louis? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, I beg everyone to get ready for the next crisis, and when it comes, our lives will likely change overnight, whether it's natural disaster, war, or another disease. We have to be ready as we can be. We saw what happened in 2020 when we found ourselves dependent on global supply chains. We're still dependent on China and other countries for more than 90% of all our pharmaceuticals. With clusters of respiratory illnesses popping up around the world and here, We need to be prepared, and now is the time to make certain you have what your family needs when the next crisis hits. Our good friends, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. Drew Pinsky over at the Wellness Company have put together just what you and I need with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. And now the Wellness Company's Medical Kit provides a solution critical to you and your loved ones. This emergency kit includes 8 life-saving medications, including amoxicillin, Z-Pak, and ivermectin for you to keep on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. From tick bites to biochemical events, every medical scenario is covered. Be prepared for whatever comes next. Go to twc.health/Dobbs and grab your medical emergency kit right now. Go to twc.health/Dobbs now. That's twc.health/Dobbs. Put in promo code Dobbs and save 15% at checkout. Take control of your health today with the Wellness Company's Medical Emergency Kit. Prepare today, be ready tomorrow.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Talking with attorney, distinguished and well-known attorney Mark McCloskey. We're talking about the travails of St. Louis, and that is an understatement. Frankly, it is a desperate situation that the city is just. I don't know. Mark, is St. Louis actually going to survive?
Well, it depends on your definition of survival. I genuinely believe, I mean, I've been living here most of my life. I took 8 years going to college and law school in Texas and started practicing there. But the rest of my life, I've lived in St. Louis. And it's gone from being a great city. We had 5 of the largest defense contractors in the city of St. Louis and Monsanto and all kinds of major corporate entities, essentially none anymore. They used to make Corvettes in downtown St. Louis, not anymore. Our auto industry is gone, truck industry is gone. And it's not coincidental. I don't believe it's accidental. We haven't had a Republican administration in the city of St. Louis since 1949. But then it was mostly, you know, in the old days, Democrats weren't overt communists. In the old days, Democrats had differing political philosophies, but you didn't get the impression that they were intentionally trying to destroy the country. I have come to the conclusion that all these places like St. Louis and Chicago and Baltimore and L.A. and San Francisco and New York, the people that run those cities actively want to destroy our civilization. They want to create chaos. They want to create an underclass that is completely defenseless and unable to support itself to look for big government for help. And I don't think it's incompetence. I know it's not incompetent. There are some people that are so stupid out there, you can believe that they'd make these kinds of errors. My favorite example today, though, is I saw this right before we got on the air. City of San Francisco is floating an ordinance to make businesses give 6 months notice before they go out of business or their customers can sue them. Okay, I plan on being broke in 6 months and I'm going to have to close down. And if I don't give you 6 months notice, you as a customer can sue me for the very reason I'm going out of business, because I can't make a living in this crime infested, you know, I won't use the language that the president used about some other countries, but you know what I'm saying.
Exactly. He wasn't wrong, by the way.
Yeah. And who's the target of all this? It's the small business owners. What makes the United States great? Most of our economy is small businesses, right? What are all these tactics? What are all these decisions designed to do? Is to make small businesses untenable, to force them out of business, to make crime such that they can't afford the security necessary to stay in business. In the grocery store across the street from my house here in the west end of St. Louis, you have to go and ask the clerk to unlock the laundry detergent because it's such a crime-ridden area, the laundry detergent. Laundry detergent. I mean, not drug precursors, not alcohol, not cigarettes, but laundry detergent has to be locked up.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Crazy. It's absolutely
insane. And St. Louis is in a further state of decay than even San Francisco. But San Francisco is so obviously on precisely the same track as St. Louis. And we're seeing it across the Midwest. And yet there is no change in the policies, the attitudes, the values of the Marxist left in this country, the Marxist Dems. The Democrat Party is gone. It is, as you pointed out, I mean, it is literally gone. It has nothing to do with the old Democrat Party. Scoop Jackson would wonder what in the heck is going on, for example. And now people are asking me, who is Scoop Jackson? But so the reality is that this party means just exactly as you said, to destroy America. And they've got a great leg up in getting it done.
Yeah.
They're without opposition in most of these cities. They control Chicago. They control San Francisco and every other city that is in major decline.
And it's a remarkable thing. And yet the voters keep voting for them, which I don't understand. Year after year, month after month, day after day, the average citizen of St. Louis lives in a crime-ridden. I mean, if you go north from where I live, it's not a war zone anymore. It's the battle's over. It's abandoned fields, burned out houses, and empty fields. And then the population that has fled from there has moved further out into the suburbs and replicating the same situation that used to be here in North St. Louis. And so and the government, once again, instead of doing anything effective about controlling crime, is punishing the people who are the victims of crime, punishing the small business owners that are out there, sacrificing their lives and their capital to try to make an improvement in their communities. And our mayor wants to hold them accountable for the crime that she is allowing to have happen. Fortunately, the police department of the city of St. Louis is going to be taken back over by the state of Missouri. It's been under the control of the city only since 2012. It had been run by the state government because of the rampant corruption in St. Louis for a long time. City of St. Louis got control of its own police department again, I think, in 2012. But as of August 28th of this year, it's going back to being controlled by the state government for the very reasons we're discussing. That St. Louis is incapable of governing itself.
And the power structure in St. Louis, I'm going to ask this this way, because whether it's Chicago, St. Louis, we are seeing a decidedly racial divide in those cities, whether that was the predicate to what the conditions are today, or whether it is the result of other forces that were at work over a long period of time. Right now, there is a strong, powerful implication of racial conflict at the bedrock of what is happening in these cities. Is that true, or is that just an appearance?
At least the powers that be want to sell the concept that everything is racist. But of course, it's all divide and conquer, right? That's what all this is about. And so they promote the concept that everything that's wrong with certain races in this country, particularly African-Americans, is a result of white privilege and racism. And so then you get people for example, now Jasmine Crockett, who's a Democrat congresswoman from Texas, who says that African-Americans shouldn't have to pay taxes. Now, just saying that is going to piss off a lot of people that are paying taxes. But more than that, all it does is create another divide, create another wedge. And if we stand together as Americans, if we all stood up against the government and said, no, we're not going to stand for the destruction of our civilization. We're not going to stand for the destruction of Western culture. We're not going to let communists take over our country and continue to destroy our freedoms. We could stop it. And I always say this every time I give a presentation. I was down in Beaumont, Texas last week talking to what's the largest Republican women's club in Texas. And I said, look, I always recite the Declaration of Independence. And I say that line where it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that's us. And whenever any bad thing happens, when our country moves towards communism, when our president declares unconstitutional mandates, when any of these things happen, when they lock us down under the pandemic, any of these things happen, it's because we consent to it, because we're too complacent, because we've been too cowed, because we're too fat and happy, and we allow these things to happen. Well, our Declaration of Independence says that power belongs to us, not to the government. And when any form of government becomes destructive of those ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. And that's where we are right now in this country. We've got a power structure that is actively seeking to destroy our freedoms, our republic, our way of life, and our culture. And the American people need to stand up and say, we will not tolerate it.
And tolerate it, we will not. We're talking with Mark McCloskey, and we're coming right back with him. We're going to talk about some of these issues. For example, what has been the role of business itself, corporate America? What has been the role of the Democratic Party? Where have the Republicans been? And how is it that we could come to a point that we were the world's only superpower and are now struggling for our very survival as both a constitutional republic and a superpower? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Lou Dobbs here. I'm delighted to let you all know that the program Lou Dobbs Tonight has returned to the air. That's right. Lou Dobbs Tonight is back. We're live each and every weeknight at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central on rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. That's rumble.com/Lou Dobbs. I hope you'll be joining us for Lou Dobbs Tonight as our fight to save this country has only begun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. We're talking with Mark McCloskey. He is, as I said, a terrific, a great American. Let's talk about what we're witnessing right now in D.C., because it is certainly central to a lot of what ails us at every level of government and every part of our society. The Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, actually bucking the head of the party, that is President Donald Trump, who said, kill the FISA bill. It is objectionable. It is constitutionally invalid. And here you've got Johnson wanting to figure out a compromise. I mean, the man is a I have to say, I think of him as nothing more than a damn fool. Your thoughts?
Well, he's either a damn fool or he's compromised or he's a liar. I mean, he takes over the speaker's position after we get rid of Kevin McCarthy for basically just being a show for the Democrats. And he runs on a platform essentially of being a constitutional conservative against spending, against endless wars, in favor of the right of privacy and the integrity of our individual personal rights. And now what's he going to do? He's going to re-up the FISA courts. He's going to try to pass $60 billion more dollars for the endless war in Ukraine at a time when our own border is just open. And our government, United States government, is putting foreigners on airplanes, illegal aliens, flying them at your dollar and mine into the country and dispersing them without any kind of vetting, without any kind of background checks, just doing everything which in any other country would be considered treasonous. And it's going on, and Mike Johnson is not doing anything about it. The problem is you get elected to Congress and all of a sudden you become beholden to the power structure that's going to get you reelected. And I'll just digress by this. I used to have this cartoon up on the wall of my office. A guy's talking to his school-age daughter and says, who does a congressman work for? And she says, the people. And he says, let me rephrase a question. Let's assume you've got a job that pays $174,000 a year for 2 years, but it costs you $30 million to get that job. Now who does a congressman work for? And she says, the highest bidder. And that's, you know, and that's where we are in this country. And that's the problem. And everybody goes there, gets elected, they go Hollywood. They get controlled by the lobbyists. They get controlled by going out to nice dinner parties and smoking cigars and drinking scotch at nice clubs, going out to Martha's Vineyard and hobnobbing with ex-presidents. And they sell their soul for their political survival. And what this country needs is people going to Congress and going to the elected president, people like Donald Trump, that aren't doing it for their own self-aggrandizement, but doing it despite what it costs them personally, economically, socially. And you, what you need, this country is founded on the concept that Congress would come and meet from time to time when necessary, and there'd be citizens who would give up their time and give up their lives to come for the benefit of their fellow man. Now we have professional politicians at every level, from the city of St. Louis to Jefferson City, our state capital, to Washington, D.C., where what we have is people that want to stay in their positions at all costs for as long as they possibly can, not for the benefit of the people, not to improve our society, not to preserve our culture and our freedom, but to preserve their position and the support of their lobbyists. And that's the crux of everything wrong, I think, with the country today.
And I couldn't quibble with a word of what you've said. And I hope everyone really thinks about what you've said and takes it to heart. I'm sure that most people listening to you right now agree with you. We have right now a government that is confounding because, and I was thinking about it as you were just talking, I believe that President Trump is the only president since Roosevelt who has, or arguably Kennedy, but nonetheless, either Franklin Delano Roosevelt or John Kennedy. They're the only two presidents that have any chance of being those who came in with more money than they left the Oval Office.
Yeah.
Think about that. And we're talking about millions. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. We talk about Obama and we talk about Clinton. We're talking about pillaging from the Oval Office. And no one raises a hand, certainly not the FBI, certainly not any of the investigative agencies of the and committees of the U.S. Congress or Senate.
Yeah, it's just amazing. We think about Bill Clinton. Until he got elected president of the United States, he never made more than $30,000 a year. And now look at him, hundreds of millions of dollars. There's no honest way for that to happen. And then you look at Joe Biden and you know, what does Jamie Comer say? At least $20 or $30 million they've traced into the Biden family. Selling what? They don't make widgets. They don't sell anything. The only thing they have to sell is influence. And yet in the real world, is anybody going to go to jail? I mean, if you went to the 7-Eleven and stole $100 worth of something in the old days, you'd go to jail. These days, shoplifting isn't prosecuted in most cities. But here you're president of the United States and your family has taken in $20, $30 million selling nothing but your influence. And no one's going to go to jail. But look at poor old Peter Navarro sitting in jail right now for doing no more than the job he was assigned to do and doing what the Constitution authorized and required him to do.
Exactly. And in the process, an illegitimate committee, a committee illegally formed, attacking the man and destroying President Trump's executive privileges, rolling back every attorney-client privileges as well.
That's the worst thing right there. That this government is requiring you get arrested. How are you going to get a lawyer to represent you when you know A, that if you represent some guy like Donald Trump, they're going to prosecute you and try to pull your law license? Look at John Eastman, for example.
Yes.
And then if you do take on the representation, some bizarre leftist judge is going to use the crime fraud exception to require you to testify against your own client. Right. I mean, I'd give up my law license in a second if some judge made me do that, because you cannot do that in good conscience, and you cannot do it and be a lawyer. I mean, that is a very basic foundation of everything we hold near and dear in this profession. We don't have a judicial system anymore. We've got the KGB. We've got we've got the coercive arm of the left being used. And I called it coup by subpoena about 2.5 years ago, but it's not by subpoena anymore. Now it's coup by prison. I mean, if you stand up, there's only one unforgivable crime in America today, and that's standing up against the left. You can steal as much as you want to if you're in the power structure, but if you run against and look like you're going to win against the left, they will persecute you, they will prosecute you, and they will. I mean, some of these verdicts, like in the judge's decision against Trump and $454 million, $140 million in a jury verdict against Rudy Giuliani in favor of some nameless election judges who could not possibly have been defamed $140 million. It is a criminal enterprise from the top down, run by the left to destroy the opposition. It's no different than the Soviet Union or Red China.
Mark McCloskey, thanks for being with us here. We appreciate it as always. Come back soon.
I'm always a little ray of sunshine, aren't I?
You are indeed. But I'll tell you one thing. We may not get sunshine, but we do get illumination, and I appreciate that. Thanks so much, Mark. Great.
Thanks
to see
for having
you.
Me on.
God bless. And thank you for being with us. Remarkable. I told you the man was quite a witness and observer and analyst of all that is happening in the body politic in this society of ours. And I think he just nailed the legal system as well. Corrupt, decadent, demonic, perverse. That's our legal system. Try getting a fair trial in New York City or the D.C., the District of Columbia. That will be your assignment class for the next month. We'll give you a whole month to try that out. So thank you for being with us. We're going to be taking on the Republican establishment and those Marxist Dems, I assure you, tomorrow as well. Please join us. Thanks for being here, and God bless you.